Something mysterious is happening in room 18 at Clara Barton Open School. Taking their inspiration from Alfred Hitchcock, students are writing, acting, shooting, and editing to compete in this year's Middle School Masters of Suspense Film Festival.
We're going to start over here on the Friends, and then we're going to pan over to the left.
The Film Fest, in its 10th year, is taught by 2009 Minnesota Teacher of the Year, Amber Dam.
I think I teach film because every great film has a narrative that I think as a human being you always take something away from it. So I use film as a text, and I think that comes from being an English teacher and believing, whether it's a short story or a poem, whether it's a great novel or a piece of nonfiction, that a really strong film has a story that you can connect to.
Brainstorming story ideas is the first step.
Started off with an idea, it was about a hitchhiker kind of, but then we realized we couldn't really drive a car, so I didn't.
Detectives, stalkers, missing students are all popular themes, but much like Hitchcock, the stories are rooted in real life.
Ours is about a babysitter, and she goes to babysit for a family friend, and then while she's there, some mysterious things happen.
Our title is Listen, and it's primarily about this music box that is made by this crazy woman. She makes people psychologically go crazy by delivering it off to random doorsteps.
Each group must storyboard suspense scenes using Hitchcock techniques.
Well, one of the techniques we're using is one of our scenes is completely done in shadow.
It's a lot about camera angles, like making the audience scared. The viewer can see something he can't. It's much more terrifying.
Well, he uses score a lot in a really nice way. Like, some suspenseful scenes don't have any music at all, and that makes them even more suspenseful, and he uses orchestras.
Throughout the course, students watch a variety of clips and films, including Charlie Chaplin's The Kid, Singing in the Rain, Casablanca, and Citizen Kane. The last half of the course is devoted to Hitchcock and suspense.
I think suspense is perfect for middle school. It's so engaging. The entire time you're trying to solve this puzzle, because Hitchcock made films, you know, 1930 to 1960, it's really pretty appropriate.
In Saw, how many do they have? Like 300 now? They have Saw, and it's like we just see everything happen when in, like, Alfred Hitchcock, you can, like,
in
Rear Window, when you see the two sides of the house, our whole class was on edge.
One of my favorite things about using Hitchcock films is, you know, getting to that scene where all of a sudden we've done all this work as the viewer watching, and we're totally with him, and we're just about to find out what's about to happen, and then to turn the film off, have the bell ring, and have him wait 24 hours to come back and hear what happens. They scream! They hate it. It's great.
While the students flesh out ideas and work through the process, they discover the difficulties in going from page to screen.
I think the hardest part is going to be figuring out how to transition from one scene to the other without having it seem awkward or weird or jumpy.
Okay, I think the hardest part will be getting the shots to look like how we wanted them to in our heads, because in our heads they look different than actually on the camera.
Acting.
Yeah, acting is going to be really hard, because it's hard to get all your lines right, so I think we're just going to shoot like a bunch of takes and try to put them together.
The challenges of filmmaking are changing how students view films today.
It's more like I feel more critical sometimes, and like, because a lot of newer movies are kind of stupid compared to, like, say, Citizen Kane or something like that.
Before, I just used to look at them and think, oh, the explosions were so cool and stuff. Now I'm actually thinking of like how they would have done this shot or that shot, kind of like deconstructing, you know, the movie.
I also appreciate like the directors and the cinematographers more, because I realized how patient they have to be with their actors and their crew.
With all the knowledge and experience they've gained from film class, who knows where the next master of suspense is lurking?
The group that made Dead Man Walks Free, I overheard them talking on our last workday and saying, let's get together this summer and make a movie every week. And I just thought that was great.
This is Nancy Skelkos for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.